College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:45, quarter till 7, nice today. Highs aren't even going to get out of the 70s, I don't believe. Have I got that right in front of me? Highs of 78, yeah, that's right. And then tomorrow is going to get hotter and then hot quickly. 86 for a high tomorrow, 88 Wednesday, into the 90s by Thursday. And then it's Katie barred the door because I don't see him coming down after that other than a rainstorm or, you know, at night. But I'm talking about high temperatures. Larry Carter joins us now, President of Louisiana Federation of Teachers. How you doing, Larry?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you? Doing well.
I see a quote here about you saying good intentions about teacher pay raises. I remember my daddy used to say the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and that always stuck with me. Tell me what's going on. For context, I guess, let's talk about what teachers were promised or were supposed to get and how that goes into the ballot measure that was defeated a while ago.
Yes. Look, there are, first of all, temporary pays that's been happening for the last 2 years, supplemental pay of $2,000 for teachers and $1,000 for school support employees. And what has happened is with the failure of Constitutional Amendment 2, which had a lot of different objects inside of that, but one in particular that we supported certainly because it included a way in which the governor was going to try to make sure that those supplemental pays become a permanent part of the teachers and school employees' pay, was defeated during the election in March. And so now there are two representatives that have two bills. Representative Carlson, his bill is HB 466, which is a statutory part of the bill that Representative Edmonds is passing. Her bill is HB 579, Representative Emerson. And so those two bills are complementary bills, and what they do is they take the section that dealt specifically with the teacher and support staff pay raises and trying to codify them into a single object to be heard for an election, I believe, in April of 2026. And so there were some concerns that I brought to the table during the discussions of those two bills last week, and it was about those concerns that we normally would see pay done in the MFP, the Minimum Foundation Program, that actually funds teaching support staff pay raises permanently as opposed to supplemental pays. And so those two bills are working their way through the legislative process during the legislative session this year. And so I did bring up some concerns at the table that was not codified in the bills like it was when it was in the constitutional amendment. And so we still have some of those same concerns we had then. We negotiated last year throughout the special session or the session to talk about the constitutional amendment and had some assurances. This time, some of those assurances aren't there. And so I, again, will always advocate for a teacher and support staff pay raise that's permanent, so that it becomes part of their salary, not just a supplement that, depending upon how the state government is funded, that could be taken away or not given granted based on whether we're running a surplus or a deficit. And so that was my concern at the table last week.
So let me take a step back, and I'm trying to understand all of this. Larry Carter, President of Louisiana Federation of Teachers, what needs to be done legally, constitutionally, for the legislature to give the teachers a permanent raise? It has to be an amendment. It has to be something the voters need to approve. Can they do it just by pay?
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Passing a bill? Tell me about that.
This is different. Usually, teachers and support staff pay increases have been done at the state level through the Minimum Foundation Program, the MFP. Mm-hmm. That's the funding mechanism for paying permanent pay raises. The governor
that was done
is doing
by
a different
bill?
Strategy.
That was done by
No, that was not by a bill. Each year, we go before the legislature and or the governor goes before the legislature and talk about state pay raises for school employees and teachers. Okay. This time is being done through a measure that actually reduces, I think there's about three different funds that's being collapsed through this constitutional amendment in order to come up with an amount of money to be able to pay this $2,000 and $1,000 subsidy, so to speak. For example, right now, teachers and support staff are on what's called supplemental pay of $2,000 and $1,000. What the governor's trying to do is collapse those three instruments to create a funding source to be able to pay that $2,000 and $1,000, but pay it as part of teachers and support staff's permanent salaries, not a supplemental pay. And so that's why we supported it, because we would like to see, you know, teachers paid more. But this is a supplement that, if this passes, it would convert those three instruments, those three pots of monies, into a mechanism to fund the $2,000 and $1,000 pay into a pay part of their salary, a part of their salary, not just a supplemental pay. Supplemental pays are not really part of their salaries. It's just like a bonus for someone who works in corporate America. It's something that, depending upon the status of the company in terms of whether they're producing or they're doing well, that can continue. If it doesn't, then they're not given the next year. And so that's what we're up against. And we've been under this payroll supplement, so to speak, a pay supplement, for 2 years now. And we're hoping that the governor and the legislature can convert that $2,000 and $1,000 supplement into permanent pay.
I think what we're talking about here, we got to take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Larry Carter, President of Louisiana Federation of Teachers, is from what bucket will the money come to fund the teacher pay raise, and how do you do it on a permanent basis? I think that's what we're saying. We'll pick it up. We come back. 6:52, 8 till 7, traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:58, couple of minutes left with Larry Carter, President of Louisiana Federation of Teachers. Larry, somebody texted in and said, quite simply, will teachers get a pay raise in August? And I'll go back to my question of, are we talking about what buckets the are going to be rated, or where this money is going to come from to fund these teacher raises and to make sure that it's there permanently? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, we're absolutely talking about that. Like I said, there's a different way in which this is being done, which is a little different. And what we found when last year's discussion happened, and even this year, it's about dissolving three education trust funds to actually pay down what's called the state's debt to the teacher's retirement system. And that's TRSL is called, Teacher Retirement System of Louisiana. When you reduce that debt, the savings from that to school districts is what is going to be used to actually give teachers the $2,000 and the $1,000 pay raises permanently. Because it's not really at this point a pay raise. It's taking a supplemental pay and creating it as part of their permanent salaries. So we're not even talking about a pay raise just yet. That was done probably some years ago, but not currently in the last 2 years. So we're talking about dissolving three education trust funds, and I think it comes to close to about $2 billion to pay down the teacher retirement system's debt that the state owes to that system, and then use that money that those districts save, the local school districts, to pay the pay raises, I mean, to pay the $2,000 and $1,000 pay increases to teachers and school employees. So it's a different mechanism that's being used, and it's one that, of course, we have to have some assurances.
Thank you, Larry. Out of town. We'll talk to you again.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.